choice is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
I say we eat.
I say we wait.
I say Angela has held us up long enough. And if she doesn't like us starting without her, then it's tough noogies on Blondie.
Whoa. Leave Angela's noogies out of this. Come on.
What's with Angela anyway? She's been working late every night this week.
Ah, business is booming. Sometimes I just have to take the phone off the hook.
I told Angela to stop trying to do it all herself and to get some professional help.
Oh, too late for that. She's burned out every shrink in Connecticut. Hello, hello, hello!
Oh, Angela, I'm sorry we started without you. I tried to talk him into waiting.
It's okay. I brought home a surprise. Everybody in the living room.
Come on,
I want to show you what I brought you.
I want dinner.
Sit close.
Oh, Angela, a man. You shouldn't have.
I want all of you to meet the new creative director of the Bauer Agency, Jack Ballantyne.
Hello.
Jack, this is my mother, Mona.
Hi.
My son, hello. Jonathan. Hi. My housekeeper, Tony Maselli.
Hey,
and his daughter, Samantha.
Hi. Hello.
So, what does a creative director do?
Well, in my case, just sit around all day and act goofy.
What do you know? I'm a creative director.
Well, Jack, let me tell you, I'm glad you signed on with Angela because she's been working way too hard and now you can work way too hard.
No problem. Hey, is it too early to ask for a raise?
Yes.
Hey, listen, aren't you the same Tony Maselli who played second base for the Cards?
Well, indeed I am.
You know, I saw you play a bunch of times.
Yeah?
Didn't you once hit a grand slam against the Mets?
Well, Jack, if it lives in your memory, then it happened. Oh, I love this guy, Angela. I love him. You've done it again.
Done what?
Managed to hire a witty, dazzling, and delightful employee. I don't know where you find us.
Well, I don't want to keep you nice people from your dinner. I just came by to pick up some files.
House rules. Come for files, stay for chicken.
No, I couldn't impose.
Tony's a chef extraordinaire.
All right, I lied. I could impose.
All right, Jack. All right.
Terrific. And after dinner, we'll get a jump on the Sid's potato chip account.
I feel jumpy already.
Okay, hey, hors d'oeuvres coming up.
Jack, please, come on, sit down. Make yourself comfortable.
Hey, Jonathan, do you like magic?
You bet.
Okay, well, now, when I first learned this trick, it was with a quarter. But inflation being what it is, a dollar. Huh?
Wow. Do you see that, Sam? Neato.
Yeah, neato. Can you make little blonde kids disappear?
Now, you look like a woman of expensive tastes. What do you say we change this dollar bill into a $10 bill, huh?
Hey.
See?
Oh, nice work. Where do you have to look to find 100?
Okay. Who feels like a wiener?
Jack do magic. He was great.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, not for nothing. I happen to do a little magic myself. Mona, what's that behind your ear?
Jack already did that one.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Well, try another one, Tony.
Well, that's pretty much my act.
Well, I have another one.
Oh, sure.
Can he bake a cherry pie?
It's potato chips. An experience in salt.
Sid's potato chips. Sodium you can sink your teeth into.
I love the sodium angle. High blood pressure. It's not just for breakfast anymore.
Did we wake you?
No, Angela, I just got up to milk the cow. Nice realize it's 4 o'clock in the morning?
Sorry, just get carried away.
Yeah, we're trying to find something to brag about with this chip.
It sure isn't the taste.
Shows a lot of merriment down here. It's kind of infectious.
Okay. The company asked us to hone in on the freshness.
Right.
I got it. Are you ready for this? You're gonna love it. You ready? Goodbye, Mr. Chips. Well, don't you get it? They're so good and so fresh, they disappear. Goodbye. You like it, huh? You hate it?
Tony, don't feel bad. We've been working on this for hours. If we get anything, it'll be a miracle.
That's it.
What's it?
We open the commercial with a guy sitting on the couch watching TV. He reaches for a bag of Sid's potato chips. He opens the plastic resealable bag, bites into a chip, and wham, his face lights up. Voiceover comes on. Sid's potato chips, so fresh, it's a miracle. Wham, the guy's transported to the Red Sea, bites into a chip, the Red Sea parts. It's a miracle, right?
I love it, Jack. You are terrific. I am a genius for hiring you.
And I am a genius for accepting the job.
We're both geniuses.
You two Einsteins don't mind. I think I'll go catch some Z's.
Oh, Tony, we'll go in the kitchen so we don't disturb you.
Good night, Jack.
Good night, Tony.
Good night, Tony.
All right.
Got a crick in my neck.
Dr. Jack to the rescue. Get on your back.
Excuse me?
Come on. Give me your toes.
My toes?
My toes.
Trust me. The fault, dear Angela, lies not in thy neck, but in thy toes.
Jack, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Yes. That's nice.
Sam, your egg's okay?
Yeah.
You want any more juice?
No, thanks.
You think Jack's cute?
What?
I said, you want any more juice?
No, you asked about Jack.
Oh, well, since you brought him up, you think Jack's the kind of guy that women find, cute?
No way. I mean, he's a really nice guy. But he's not gonna break the needle on the drool meter.
Oh, good, yeah. That's what I thought, too. You know what, Sam? Me and you have the same taste in men.
Great. Well, it's time to learn. Come on, Jonathan. I'll drop you off at school.
Sam, do you think I could sit in the front seat this time?
No.
Have a good day, guys.
Good morning,
Angela.
Isn't life wonderful?
You bet it is.
Tony, you know, I want to thank you for pushing me to hire someone.
Hey, what are friends for, huh?
Really, Jack is just so great to work with. He's witty, he's charming, and he's cute.
Cute? I really hadn't thought about it.
Well, in a Woody Allen-ish kind of way. You know, when you connect with people up here, here. You just see them in a whole different light. Huh? God, Jack stimulates me.
Oh, why are you all dressed up?
Oh, well, I have a date with Judy.
Judy? I thought you didn't want to go out with her.
Well, I've been thinking it over. You know, I gotta get out more. I mean, you're always out with your friends. Angela's working late with Jack all the time, and Jonathan has all those little slimy creatures to play with, and so does Mona. There's Judy now.
Wait a minute, you're letting her pick you up?
Well, she insisted.
Oh, I'm impressed. It's almost the 90s and you finally caught up with the 70s.
Hey, I come a long way, baby.
Have fun.
Okay, babe. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Tony.
Well, Come on in. We got plenty of time before the movie. And anyway, my boss is going to be down in a minute. I really want her to see you. I mean, meet you. Have a seat. Oh, you look lovely.
Oh, thanks. Hey, listen, I hope you don't mind me picking you up. You see, I have my reasons. My ex-husband picked me up on our first date, and the marriage ended in ruins. I needed to break the mold.
Okay. It seems fair.
Anyway, you said on the phone that you were really looking forward to tonight?
Yeah, sure. I mean, besides going out with you, I mean, I haven't seen Some Like It Hot in years, and that scene in the sleeper car really cracks me up.
Ed, that's my ex-husband. He used to say that was our movie. Huh. Those words came back to cruelly mock me when he ran off with his secretary.
Oh. Judy, why are we going to see this movie if you're going to feel cruelly mocked?
Can't run away from it forever.
Oh, that's the attitude. Tell you what, let's look at today as a point of new beginnings, huh?
You're right. Enough of my problems. Okay. Oh, isn't it amazing how Tony Curtis could turn himself into an attractive woman? Not unlike the bimbo when she stole my man, my house, and my Mazda.
Well, the good thing is you're not bitter.
Hey, what's the point?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, let's...
Actually, I liked the cheap slut when I met her. Little did I know that she would plunge me into the worst nightmare of my life.
Well, Judy, maybe we should talk about something else.
What's the matter? No stomach for a page out of the Book of Life? Listen, it all started when they began working really long hours together.
Long hours?
Their work nights got longer and longer. Ed stopped spending any time with me. He didn't need me anymore.
Well, that's awful.
What do you know?
Look, I'm sorry. This wound is very fresh. I thought I was ready to date. Clearly, I'm not.
Oh, but Judy...
Some other time.
But Judy, wait. Judy.
Tony, if you need me, I'll be at Jack's.
Hey, Angela, what is it? Don't you two take a break?
Oh, Tony, he is working out so great that I'm thinking of giving him a piece of the potato chip account.
Oh, Angela. You think you're giving away a little too much, a little too soon? I mean, before long, he'll want a piece of this and a piece of that. He'll be giving away pieces all over the place.
It is so sweet of you to worry, but I know what I'm doing. I'm a big girl.
Yeah, but...
Oh, my. Don't you look spiffy?
No.
Oh, is this a special night?
Sort of. I'm gonna defrost the refrigerator.
Tony, I've been thinking you should get out more. Bye.
I feel so cruelly mocked.
Dad, I just want to let you know that Bonnie's coming over, then we're gonna get something to eat, and then we're gonna go to the library.
Okay.
And yes, I have my heavy sweater on, and yes, I will be home by 10.
That's good.
And then I'm going to go to the airport to marry a Hare Krishna.
That's nice.
Dad, wake up. Are you still upset about what happened last night with Judy?
No, Sam, I'm fine, really, I'm fine.
Come on, Dad, get it off your chest. You'll feel a lot better.
Sam, I don't want to burden you with my troubles.
Dad, I am not just your daughter. I am your friend. I'm here to listen, to give you advice, and to make you feel better.
Oh, well, okay. See, Sam, it all starts...
Bonnie's here. Gotta bail.
Thanks, Sam. You're a rock.
I don't mean to alarm you, but your shorts are on fire.
Have you seen Angela's red notebook?
Yeah, it's right over there. Why?
Oh, I've got to messenger it to her. She's not coming home tonight.
Not coming home? Why? Where is she?
At the Plaza. She and Jack have a presentation in the morning and they're staying over.
Staying over?
Yeah, you know how it works. You check into a room, they put chocolates on your pillow, you steal their towels.
Well, that's not all Jack's trying to steal, Mona.
Everything else is nailed down.
I'm talking about the Bauer Agency. Jack is trying to steal it away from Angela.
Tony, you've been sniffing too much spray starch.
Oh, yeah, Mona? Oh, yeah? Let me tell you something. Jack is a taker. He's a taker, Mona. Do Didn't you see him take that extra helping of noodles au gratin at dinner?
No, that must have slipped by me. Tony, come on. This is pretty thin stuff.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's just what Philly Capasso said to his wife when she told him about Patty LaLacina.
Are you going to relate this situation to a story about colorful characters you knew back in Brooklyn?
Well, not if you're going to deride me. But suffice it to say that a good friend of mine lost his whole business to someone he trusted, piece by piece.
Ah, I see what's going on. Someone's jealous.
Jealous? Of Jack? Me? I laugh. Ha!
Come on, admit it. You're jealous of all the time Jack's spending with Angela.
I laugh again. Ha ha! Come on, I mean, sure, they're spending every moment together and they eat all their meals together. And you know something, Mona? He fooled around with her big toe.
Tony, you have nothing to worry about. Jack is just a nice, cute guy.
Cute?
Well, you know, in that Woody Allen-ish way.
I know. I've heard this theory. Look, my only concern is to protect Angela's interest in the Bauer Agency.
The Bauer Agency. I've got to call the messenger. If Angela doesn't get this notebook tonight, she's going to blow her roots.
Just a minute. I happen to know a messenger service that'll get this there right on time. Champagne, chocolate mousse, and oysters. They got every aphrodisiac known to man.
Oh. God, Jack stimulates me.
No.
Yes.
No, yes.
Can I have some more noodles?
That does it. No, wait a minute. What am I doing? I can't break in the guy's door. I mean, Angela has her life. I have my life. I gotta stop thinking like this. It's just that I'm so afraid of her being seduced. I mean, of course, in a business sense. But, I mean, even though she's a big girl, in a lot of ways, she's a little girl. You know, she's so trusting. I mean, it would be very easy for her to lose her whole business to a guy who's cute in a Woody Allen-ish sort of way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sí. Aquí están estas. Y si necesita más, ya está al otro lado.
My God, I'm going. I gotta get out of here before I do something crazy.
The play had a stark, barren quality, but I found it uplifting.
You are so stimulating.
What the heck? Oh, gee, that works in the movies.
Tony, what are you doing here?
The question is, what are you doing here?
Well, it's kind of personal.
I bet. Why you?
Tony?
Not now, Angela. Why you?
Hi.
Why you devil you?
Tony, I want you to meet my girlfriend, Carol.
Nice to meet you, Tony.
Nice to meet you too, Carol.
What are you doing here?
I had to bring this notebook down here, and I must have written the wrong number on the book, and then I knocked on Jack's door by mistake.
Well, if you'll excuse us.
Yeah, you're excused, Jack. Hey, go eat another oyster. Cute guy.
You know, you don't have to bring this all the way down here. You could have called a messenger.
Well, messengers, you know, they're so impersonal, and I wanted to wish you good luck for tomorrow.
I am so lucky. You're always watching out for me. Come on, I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Yeah, here's your
note. Oh, yeah, thanks. Just get my cup. Oh, Tony, you want to hear something funny?
Yeah, sure.
You know, Carol. Jack's girlfriend.
Yeah.
She was getting jealous of all the time Jack and I were spending together. She thought we were having an affair.
Some people, huh?
Yeah.
couldn't try to lift the refrigerator when you mop the floor.
On my shoulder.
Now, according to Jack, every organ is connected to all the nerve endings in your feet.
Angela, I do not believe in that stuff.
Here's your liver.
Ah.
Yeah, see, and I think this is your spleen.
Ooh.
And this is your... Oops.
Ooh.